And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Go ahead and say it, Ed. Go Tigers!
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
You like that? You like that?
F it. Jamar's down there somewhere.
And you're on the same select. Marcus
Davenport. No!
Splash Brothers. Yep.
It's playoff. Get going, Brace.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
What is up, guys? Dirty Boot Sports, and we are back for the first time in 2024. I hope this episode is half as enjoyable as the 2023 first episode was. If you haven't watched that, go back and search it up. There is quite a moment with our Mormon fan base that we had back then.
Oh,
yes,
that was
the first episode of 2023. It was also the DeMar Hamlin pod. So I don't know why all that happened on the same one. We were just feeling good, I guess. I don't know.
Emotional basket cases.
Yeah, and we were just trying to laugh through the pain. But yeah, we're back with episode 176, I believe. And lots of football to talk. We had the college football playoff semifinals, which were just two great games on Monday night.
And phenomenal.
We had massive numbers. Yeah, they did. I think the Bama-Michigan one was the second biggest college football playoff game ever, or third
ever.
Maybe. Yeah, like including championships, which when you got Michigan and Bama at the Rose Bowl, you expect.
Yeah, it felt like championship game anyway.
Yeah, it did. It did. And then also LSU played. LSU's had a little bit of a turnover in terms of coaching. The entire defensive staff is gone practically.
Cleaning house.
No point intended.
Literally.
Colada's like, we're going to just use a different term. I feel bad for saying this over and over again.
We got some recruiting news. We got some transfer portal stuff. Some non-transfer portal stuff as well, with Cam Ward going pro, which is a bit of a shock in my opinion.
I don't think that's a good move on his part.
I don't either.
Me neither.
Right? Like, at best, your number like what, six quarterback?
Yeah. At best. Like, I mean, crazy. Like, that's just a weird. I mean, all these schools that were wanting you, and
oh yeah, he could have gone to Ohio State and made more than what he'll make in the NFL next year.
That's right. Like, why would you not want to go there?
It must be
like,
that bad at Ohio State. It must be that bad, man.
Man, that is bad. Wow. Because, I mean, he screamed Ohio State.
Yeah, we ain't heard a single thing about Ohio State. Like, nothing going for them. Nothing.
Except for Tackett.
Oh, yeah, that's the state of their program right now. hate him. shout out to our Manny listeners.
Wisconsin, really. Wisconsin and Ohio State. I mean, those two schools just screamed Tackett.
Oh, he was.
He looks like a Wisconsin linebacker.
Wisconsin linebacker there is. He should have went there after high school.
That or he's the next Pete Warner at Ohio State. Like,
yeah,
that he's the same size.
Crap,
like,
go to Iowa.
Hey, somebody today said, why doesn't LSU go after Iowa defense coordinator? You know he's got to be ready to go somewhere that has an offense. Like, the poor dude, he wouldn't know,
he wouldn't know how to coach Harold Perkins.
No. What is this? Is this speed?
You play corner, son.
What, you don't have white quarterbacks?
Yeah. He wouldn't know what happens.
Sir, we do not.
He wouldn't know what happens when Tyron Matthew shows up. Or something like that. Right. Like, what do I do here?
There's Whit Weeks. No, yeah. That's not my normal. Oh, there's his brother. Yeah, that's my normal.
That's right. yeah, quite a bit of stuff to talk about. You want to start with the games on Monday?
Yeah.
So Liberty, Oregon. No.
Hey, speaking of transfer.
Yeah, Liberty's
quarterback.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he got kicked off of Tennessee.
I didn't either.
He was a high prospect coming out of high school at Tennessee, and he got kicked off the team.
Well, it makes sense why Liberty went 12-0 or 13-0.
Yeah. Well, Hugh Freeze went and got him.
Yeah, okay. There we
go. It all adds up.
Uh-oh. Is Hugh calling?
That's – I'm not going to lie. That was my thought when I saw him going to the portal.
I mean, does Auburn have anybody yet?
No. I mean, he's still got the Peyton kid that I don't think nobody likes.
Oh, yeah, he sucks.
They got the 5-star coming into this class.
They didn't get anybody out the portal.
But they didn't get a portal. And when he went in, I'm like, well, that'd be a
perfect.
Like, go back to redeem yourself in the SEC, you know, from getting
Cam Newton
from school. Yeah.
That's Cam Newton. Right. That's exactly what it is. Cam Newton with a bowl appearance.
Yeah, but say Cam Newton.
JUCO National Championship.
Yeah, JUCO, yeah. Yeah, but that's just a thought. Because you said Liberty, that made me think of all that.
Yeah, yeah. Let's before we talk about the semifinals, I guess just talk about LSU Wisconsin. Jaden Daniels did not play. The Nuss Bus has been fully gassed up. It's leaving the stop. It's loaded up.
They're closing the doors. You better hurry and get in now.
There ain't a seat available. I've already put my quarter in to ride.
Is the stop sign on the sides going in?
Yeah, it's there. That's there.
We've already made a stop,
and it ain't stopping no more. It ain't.
No.
Dude, he looked good, man.
He's got talent, man. Doesn't he? Wow, like to be put in a situation that he got put in for that 98-yard drive. I mean, the dude hadn't started in 3 years. He hasn't been in a situation like that, and just to look the comments about it, like he never looked
comfortable.
Yeah. And I had a couple people text me after the game. They were like, that's the first time I ever heard him spoke. He seemed like a humble kid. And I'm like, just watch him on the sidelines. You could tell he's humbled. I mean, he hadn't bolted. He was always first one to greet Jaden coming off the sidelines every time.
Yeah.
And he just it's exciting to see. You know, like
he's just a boy from South Louisiana that loves LSU.
It's exactly right. Yeah. I mean, he's these homegrown kids that we want.
He's what we thought Walker Howard was going to be whenever he came in.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
We thought Walker Howard was going to come in. Oh, he can sit for a year or two, but he's going to be our guy. But he bolted. Yeah,
because he loves LSU.
Yeah.
Right.
While Nuss had every chance to bolt, and he's still
every
here,
chance.
And it looks like it might pay off for him.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes, he is 6'2", 205, but my God, he's just the most. He just looks like a quarterback.
He throws a pretty ball.
He's a 6'2", 205 white guy that doesn't run, but he just looks like a quarterback. Like
he does, and he moves enough in the pocket to create time.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Good pocket presence and everything like that.
Stands
but
tall
he doesn't
in the
move.
Pocket too.
Like, yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Which also helps. It helps when you have an amazing offensive line like we currently do.
Yeah.
So. And that's going to be the best thing about next year is he'll have this whole O-line back except for the center.
And
the center is the weakest link of our offensive line.
He was the weakest one.
Hey, there's a good center just hit from Alabama in the portal.
How crazy is that,
Call him up. I'm sure if you're at Alabama playing center, obviously you make good snaps, right?
Dude got the yips, man. He got the yips bad.
Do you think Saban chewed on him that bad that he just bolted?
Saban ain't talked to him.
I think Cousin Eddie or whoever the Instagram guy is called him and threatened his life. Yeah, Cousin Willie, yeah.
Oh, Willie?
Yeah, Willie threatened his life.
Well, you know, when I saw him go in the border, I'm like, I bet he's been getting ridiculed by fans.
Oh, my God.
I bet you that had a lot to do.
He absolutely deactivated his Instagram if he had one.
No. Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, how do you start every game for a Bama team, you know, and then hit the portal the day after the playoffs?
Have you seen the first touchdown of Alabama's season this year?
Nuh-uh.
It was a snap that rolls past Milrow and he picks it up and scrambles for 35 yards. People
was it just
like,
not anybody better?
People were like, he's been doing this literally all year.
And the fact that they didn't have anybody to go to besides
that's what I'm saying, man. Like,
well, then you know
Alabama.
What? Milroe should have been better prepared then for this. He's lived through it. I have no sympathy for him any longer. I think it was obvious that was supposed to be a swing pass. I think he could have got the ball off.
I think so too, but I think just
he panicked.
Yeah, the half step, like he had to take a step back. He just got off his rhythm, and
he has a good enough arm to sling it out there quickly.
Yeah,
he got rattled really quickly.
But yeah, football Twitter pretty much described that play as like it was going to be a swing pass to the running back, and if it would have worked, it was going to the end zone because the receiver blocked perfectly.
Yeah, and because the middle linebacker was on the running back, and he probably had the edge.
Absolutely.
It was going to be close. It was going to be one of those, like, he gets tackled into the pylon probably.
Yeah.
But he was going to win the race.
That snap making him bend down and just cost that half second of turning to your left and throwing, that's just that threw him off his game. And who knows what would have happened if he would have thrown that.
Because I was so bad. I was so bad wanting that game to go past two overtimes.
Yes.
Yes. I wanted. That's exactly what I was thinking.
I also would have won like $50 if Bama would have just scored three touchdowns that game. But still, I'll take the over at least.
Question. Yeah. I was watching like a little clip on Twitter of like Brandon Walker and people from Unnecessary Roughness from Barstool. And they were like, do you think if that was J.J. McCarthy, would he have made the throw still? Or would he have panicked like
Milroe? No, he didn't have the legs to trust. Like that Milroe having legs kind of burned him there because
– Well, they brought up the fact from that horrible flea flicker type deal, what reverse pass, whatever they did. Whenever
that worked,
the dude
somehow
threw it back to him. He had to make he made a one-handed catch.
And then he still threw it.
And then had the wherewithal to still throw it out of bounds, you know, or almost complete the pass down the sideline or whatever, you know.
I mean,
it was a good question.
Talking about the greatest college football quarterback of all time.
Absolutely.
That's what Harbaugh said. J.J. McCarthy. J.J. McCarthy is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time in college football history. That's what Harbaugh said.
Wow.
I mean, that's what we're dealing with here.
Well, you got to think literally till November, McCarthy was like top three candidate for a Heisman winner.
Yeah.
And then he threw one touchdown.
And then you turn around after the Auburn game and Milroe's telling us all that he should win the Heisman.
That's true.
And then they both combined for what, 300 total passing yards combined?
Yeah, something like that.
Maybe.
Something like that.
And they combined for like three touchdowns, maybe?
Yeah. McCarthy threw three. Milroe didn't throw any.
Good God.
Unreal.
Oh, yeah, because he threw a couple to Blake Corum.
And the light skinned guy at the end too.
Oh, and that kid was fast.
Yes.
The kid who caught it going to the top of the screen and he somehow went down the sideline untouched.
That was his first touchdown of the year.
Dear Jesus, that guy was fast.
I was shocked how fast he was.
Yeah,
he was commented very fast on the broadcast.
Yeah.
Because
first touchdown of the year, they said.
That ain't Michigan wide receiver fast.
No, that was different speed there.
That's SEC fast.
Yeah, that shocked me because I kept thinking that safety for Bama was going to make the tackle. I'm like, why is he not diving at him? I was like, oh crap, because he don't have an angle on him. Like he's beat. Yeah. When they showed the replay from like the end zone back toward the field, I was like, oh
yes.
Wow, he was, because the side angle, you like, why aren't you tackling him?
Yeah, I was like, oh, he just didn't feel like it. No, he didn't have an opportunity.
Yeah, he never had a chance to tackle him. I was shocked on that, too. That caught me off guard. I was like, that kind of has some Ohio State receiver speed there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was, like, legit.
It was crazy. Any other takeaways from, that game or the LSU game we want to talk about?
Man, it's amazing.
Two very good football teams.
Yeah, it's two good football teams. It just amazed me that Michigan could have that many special teams turnovers and still win the game.
And, oh, my God, they were half a foot from a safety ending.
Yes.
That was insane.
Yes.
Like, do we think that brother John in Baltimore took his bye week this week practically and went over to Michigan and was like, hey, guys, I'm the special team guru. Like, y'all listen to me.
Well, there was definitely a Zoom call.
Yeah, you're not going to mess with my brother's championship here.
Yeah. He needs to get his championship so he can come coach against me in the NFL next year. Like, let's move on.
I heard a story. I think it was Orlovsky maybe that said it.
I love Dan Orlovsky.
Somebody. About after the COVID year, I believe, for Harbaugh, or maybe it was the year after, one of them years, yeah, it was the COVID year, where he was about to get fired, essentially, and, like, they weren't doing good, it wasn't working out, and he called John and was like, John, I need a guy for defense, and John gave him two names. I don't know if the guys were on Harbaugh's staff in Baltimore, or if it was just like guys he's known in the league or in college, something like that. He gave him two names, and he told him pick one. Well, he picks one. Dude went to Michigan, defense turned around, whatever, and then he immediately got like a step up in job to like the NFL, something like that. And then
the older guy.
Yeah. And then the next year he called and got the other guy, which was the mentor guy that's there now. So it's very cool, like, seeing the, like, him just being like, brother, I need help.
Yeah.
And then now it's worked back-to-back years. Michigan's just got a great defense. Crap, mentor's probably going to get probably the highest. I mean, if he goes to LSU, one of the highest paid jobs
as a coordinator,
if that happens. Yeah, like,
absolutely.
And even if he doesn't go to LSU and he leaves Michigan with Harbaugh or whatever, like, he's going to get a step up in pay. It's really cool hearing that, though, where it's like you expect them to have some type of connection with football, obviously, as brothers, but like for them to just be like, yeah, let me get a guy
and trust them, trust each other,
it's awesome, it really is,
yeah, because Minner actually had some NFL runs, obviously not a DC spot, but I think he's been a position type coach in the NFL for a few years, so that must be how John knew about him, because he was BK's GA at Cincinnati.
Yeah, right, here we go. Here we go. Mike McDonald, hired in 2021 to be the Michigan DC. He had been – he was with the Ravens as intern, defensive assistant, defensive backs coach, and linebackers coach, all of them swapping jobs from 2014 to 2020. So Harbaugh, I mean, Jim in Michigan called and just said, hey, let me get a guy. He sent his linebackers coach, went to Michigan, D.C., was great. Now he's the real defensive coordinator for the Ravens now. Wow. And then is it Jesse Minter?
Yes.
Let me see. Jesse Minter. Yeah.
He bounced around the league for a little while, I think.
He was Ravens defensive assistant from 17 to 18. And then D-backs coach in 19 and 20. And then he went to Vanderbilt in 21 as the DC. And then he went to Michigan last year. So it was both guys on John's staff in Baltimore that he gave the names to. And they've been the guys that have made Michigan essentially what they've been the past 2 years.
Well, it's also a common thing, though. Coaches talk. Coaches build relationships.
Yeah, yeah, but
they have each other they can lean on too. So it's not just a brother thing.
No, but it's cool. That's happening. Yeah. Like, obviously, with coaching trees and stuff like the Shanahan tree and like D'Amico taking the OC that was like the whatever coach,
quarterback's coach.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that. Like, yeah, obviously that happens. But, you know, it's you think that it would happen with brothers, but to know that it actually does is really cool. Especially being that, like, have they ever coached together?
No.
I mean, I don't think they have.
They couldn't handle it. There's no way they could handle it.
Did y'all see the interview of their parents after the
dad? Yes. Oh, my God.
is the dad not freaking Jim? Like,
yes,
yes.
I mean, by God, I thought I was watching an older version of Jim. The glasses, the way he wears his hat,
literally,
his mannerisms, like, it was scary. Like, it was crazy. It was almost like it was his dad or something. I mean,
yeah,
yeah. It was really, really crazy to see.
It was. I laughed when I watched that.
Yeah, anything else with that game? Like, Michigan's good.
Yeah, I'll be real. I'm ready to see them against Washington. That's going to be an interesting matchup. I really could see.
Hey, Michael Penix won it over versus Michigan.
Yeah, yes, that's right. That's right.
With Indiana.
Yeah.
Back in Burrow's time.
I guess I missed all the story. I didn't realize that Washington's coach was his OC at Indiana.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I've watched a lot of the games, and I guess I've missed that storyline.
The head coach, he's the one that he just has like this posse that he just brings around with him.
Yeah, well, he does. He does. It's
crazy.
And they were at Indiana together.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
It started at like Sioux Falls or whatever, in like North Dakota or something. Like, and they've just been coaching together for like a decade. And like, I'm pretty sure the OC and the DC at Washington right now are both guys that he was coaching with like 15 years ago. It's a really, really cool story.
That is awesome.
If Brian Kelly doesn't work out in the next 2 years, bring him to Louisiana.
Yeah. Well,
crap, you might be ready for that step to New Orleans. We'll see.
I was about to say, he has an NFL feel about
he it. Does an NFL type of offense,
dude. Yeah. That man has a set on him, you hear me?
Yes,
he has a set.
And give us his quarterback.
My God, I love him. Give us his quarterback.
Let's talk about this game, man. Washington and Texas. Penix in the dome. My God,
Penix is good.
That dude throws a Purdy football.
He throws a beautiful ball.
Man,
have you seen it mirrored where it makes him a righty? Have y'all seen that on Twitter?
Uh-uh.
Oh, dude. It'll make your mouth water.
I think it's prettier as a lefty, though. It's beautiful,
it is.
Man.
It is.
Oh.
He's so calm, too.
I get excited watching him play. Like, I just...
I mean, he's running an NFL offense, style offense.
Yes, and he's doing it flawlessly.
Yeah, I mean, he's throwing it to a couple of NFL receivers, too.
He is. Three.
Yeah. It's very – which, I mean, obviously, he looks like a 76-year player. He looks very calm, very poised, very, like, you know, nothing rattles him. He places balls it's unbelievable. He'll throw a 40-yard pass, and it's like the receivers just flip their hands up. Like, it's there.
It's right where it has to be.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like something I've never seen before. Like, that deep throw that was probably 50 yards down middle of the field with two Texas defenders right there. The dude just slightly puts out his hands, and my God, does it fall right there. It falls right there. It was beautiful. Like, it makes me happy. It makes me love football. And it's going to make Penix a top 10 pick. I'm saying it now.
Well, Clay, I was going to ask, is the injury history hurting him for not being already in the mock top 10?
Everything that I've read is that the only thing that's keeping him down is injury history. And slightly his age.
Yeah. I mean, he's what, 24 next year?
And both of those are valid things.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because he's 23 now. I don't know when he turns 24. I mean, I'm assuming by next year, if he's 23 now.
Let me see.
By next football season.
He'll be turning 24 May 8th.
Oh, wow.
So he is, he's 3 months older than me.
He'll be drafted at 24, basically.
Yeah.
Because the draft's the end of April.
He'll get drafted and turn 24 in a week.
So I can see that. I mean, because, I mean, you time you get your first contract after that rookie deal, you're going to be 30 almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, but man,
which is crazy to think.
Brandon Whedon went like 22nd 10 years ago, and he was like 28 when he got drafted.
Let him fall. Let him fall. Please let him fall.
And that's the thing. Is there a better quarterback in this draft right now that, like, for a contending team that has everything else, that they're just needing that quarterback or that boost in quarterback or that just rookie contract for a quarterback? Is there a better quarterback you would want to draft right now than Michael Penix?
No.
Like, think of a team that's
Denver, you know, Broncos.
That's who I would think
about. Maybe Denver.
Denver Broncos.
I think Denver has more needs than just quarterback. But still, I mean, so say Denver.
Yeah, but Denver fits their – I mean, they're going to be a mid-first-round pick.
Yeah.
I was thinking more about the location of the draft pick.
Yeah.
That's probably like they're going to be in that sweet spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll think of a team like a Denver, like a.
Hey, no, they won't. Seattle's got that pick.
Shoot, that's right.
They do.
Never mind.
What a trade that was for Seattle. Because we got their second round correct. Pick.
That is correct.
Crap. I mean, Atlanta, you almost want to say.
They're going to be drafting too high, probably,
Even someone like Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh would be good.
He feels like a Pittsburgh quarterback.
Yeah, just like imagine big, one of those teams
that plays in bad weather already.
Yeah.
Plays in bad weather.
Yeah, he played at Indiana and Washington.
Yeah, brings kind of that lunch pail mentality Pittsburgh likes, just a worker. Ooh, he does feel like a stick.
If you're Pittsburgh,
and they're ready to make the – I mean, you bring him in, they go from being a borderline playoff team to, all right, well, we can win a couple rounds of playoffs.
Exactly.
Like, he's 100% better than Kenny Pickett.
That's the thing with Penix. It's so interesting because I don't, in my opinion, right now, there's not a better quarterback in the draft to give a contending type of team for next year or the next 3 to 4 years even, and he goes out there and immediately makes them better. Now, if you're a team that's a New England, a Washington, a Chicago, any of them upper, the bad teams that have needs and that honestly, it's probably better for them to take a chance on that generational type upside with a Williams or a May or something like that. Like, it wouldn't be – if you put Caleb Williams on Pittsburgh tomorrow or you put Michael Penix on Pittsburgh tomorrow, which one do you think is a better fit for this team right now? It's Penix. Oh,
Penix. I think Penix is the better Pittsburgh fit in general.
Yeah, like that's what makes it so interesting is, like,
Caleb seems a little too, almost too glamorous for Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but regardless, just like the situation itself, it makes it to where you've got so many different outlets for this draft and for like so many different teams to make that big move, I guess you could say. Because I mean, with Williams and May, you're probably getting a great, just very good prospect that's probably going to hit. I mean, I don't think many people have doubts of them working in the NFL at some point. And then Jaden Daniels.
Has May declared?
Yeah. He didn't play in the bowl game. Okay. Jaden Daniels, who, I mean, looks like he's going top five now.
I mean, everybody's saying it.
Yeah. People are saying he might go top, like, two. Like,
yes. Yes.
Like, you have a Jaden Daniels who just won the freaking Heisman, and obviously we all love him. And then you have a Michael Penix, and then you've got whatever Bo Nix is.
Yeah.
It's going to be an awesome draft, an awesome offseason, and I'm so excited to see where these guys go. I really am.
Yeah, it's going to be very – it's like the draft's not going to really start until you figure out where they're going.
Yeah.
What about –
that's all it's going to be.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Josh Jacobs, Devontae Adams.
Jacoby Myers.
I want to see who Michael Mayer coach is first, though.
Devontae Adams came out today and said, I want Antonio Pierce.
Hey, well, we've lived through that crap. We've lived through it. I don't care what players say no more.
Hey, well, this dude already has a better record than D.A.
Yeah. I don't know how you make that higher, though.
Yeah. He said he was my choice for the interim. He said he's my choice right now, which it's hard for him to say anything else.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But I don't. You can't tell me if they don't offer Pierce the DC job, he doesn't take it, and then you go find a coach.
Yeah,
like I would want him as a DC.
I've seen some people say that there's like legitimate talks of Gruden again. I'm not even joking.
I'm all for that.
Do it, baby.
Dude, I'm all for that.
Gruden and Penix?
I would love that. Do what?
Gruden and Penix with Devontae Adams, Josh Jacobs, Jacoby Myers.
Gruden will be sending some sexual emails about that thought.
Oh, my God.
How about Tampa Bay?
Baker's there.
Yeah, we got to resign him, Chance. Remember, Amen. We got to resign him and Bowles.
Amen, baby. Amen.
That's right.
Him and Bowles. They proved to us Sunday. That's what we need right there.
Amen. Hey, what if Detroit loses first round? Detroit call up Penix?
What? Hey, does Goff got one more year?
Goff's got one more year.
Yeah.
Boy, I mean, would it be a bad? Would it be some people be mad about it? But I don't know if Penix won't be there that late. You're talking about the 20s.
Again. Yeah, they can make a move.
They could make a move.
Send Goff to wherever. Plus their first.
Do you send Goff off?
Yeah, that's that. I don't think they can move off Goff. He's played too well.
Yeah, I don't think you can either. Like I'm thinking you play him, you keep him. And put Penix behind him, and then after next year, you evaluate.
Yeah.
See what you want to do.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It feels like Penix is starting somewhere next year at some point. It really does.
He does feel like a starter next year for sure.
He does, man. He
feels ready.
There's four starters right now, and then whatever Bo Nix is.
I can't get Pittsburgh out of my mind. That just feels right.
It's going to be. Do they have their going to be an awesome off season. Yeah, they do.
Pittsburgh does. Yes.
Is this the second year of Pickett?
Third, isn't it?
Third.
Oh, so they can move on from after next year. Ooh,
I think they've already moved on.
I like it even more.
Oh God!
They're playing Mason Rudolph.
Black and gold, man, dude. If I have a division of Lamar,
no, this
Burrow,
is only year two.
Penix,
this is only
and
year
my
two.
Browns, I'm going to be devastated. I don't want to root for Pittsburgh ever. And if Penix goes there, I'm going to have to. I don't like that. Let's stop talking about that. I don't want that to happen. Talking about that Texas game, Washington just straight up looked like the better team, but at the end, Texas had a shot. Way too much of a shot than they should have.
They got screwed by bad rule
hurt them. Texas was I felt like that Texas is a year away.
Yeah,
next year's gonna be their year.
And yeah, earlier in the day we were talking, and I was like, I can see literally anything happening with these four teams besides Texas winning the national championship.
Yeah,
not even like if Texas would have beat Washington, I wouldn't have been shocked. I just did not see Texas beating Bama or Michigan. With Washington, though, I think Washington can beat Michigan. I really do, because you've got so much offensive firepower, and it's going to be something Michigan hasn't seen this year. You know, usually
quarterback all year.
Yeah, usually Michigan sees this essentially with Ohio State, but this is the one year where it ain't been that. Like it's been Kyle McCord who's in Syracuse, and all the receivers who are in the portal. Like,
the only thing that would worry me is Michigan punches them in the mouth and just pounds it on them. Like Michigan's been doing to Ohio State the last couple of years.
Yeah.
That would be my one fear if I'm Washington.
Yeah.
I don't think Washington's as much of a pretty football team as Ohio State is. Like, I think they could handle a gut punch.
Yeah. Washington didn't play Utah this year, did they?
They did not.
Because that'd been a good comparison.
They played Oregon, though, who played a pretty tough brand of football.
Yeah, they did. They more than normal.
Yes.
A lot
tougher than they normally do.
But it wasn't.
That would be Washington, Washington has some guys on that defense. They got a DN that's probably going first round or second round.
Yeah, yeah. They got some guys.
Yeah, they got more some physical
than you expect, at least. And I mean, who's to say that this game isn't just a battle of Washington's high powered passing offense versus Michigan just running it down the throat and scoring on offense? Like, it might just be two teams scoring, but in totally different ways. Like, there's a very real chance that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it might be 42-38, and one team has five passing touchdowns, one has five rushing. Like,
yeah.
I would not be shocked if that happens.
Yeah. It's a very interesting matchup. It's kind of something that's different that we haven't got to really see, so it makes it kind of exciting.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's different. There's no SEC.
That is weird.
It's going to be cool because, like, I've never seen Michigan win a national championship, which I don't think you have either, Peyton. And Washington win one.
They have won, like, half championship in, like, what, 98, I think? It was somewhere around 98, 97, somewhere around there. But I don't – it's, like, unclaimed or something. There's something weird with it. But
before that, USC, back in the weird days.
In that USC 03 crap.
Yeah, but before that, before that, it was like the 50s or something like that. Michigan's going for possibly, I mean, for their first real championship in like since like the 50s or 60s. And it's a brand like Michigan doing it. Like, I mean, if you think about college football, you think of, if you think of Michigan in probably the
Notre
first
Dame.
Four or five names.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, don't they have the most wins of all time in college football history?
Most wins, yes. Because Bama's second.
It's crazy. I mean,
they were the 1-2. Yeah.
It's Michigan. And then, it's Washington on the other side who, I mean, I'm sure they – I don't think they even have one back in the old days.
One last hoorah for the old Pac-12.
Yeah, yep. Man.
It's poetic.
And then next year, Michigan goes to Washington in, like, October. Because it's the Big Ten. And have y'all seen Michigan's schedule?
It's crazy.
They got Texas, too.
Man, yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, they got Texas.
It's going to be awesome.
I mean, they're playing the two – they're playing three of the teams in the playoffs are all playing each other next year.
Yeah.
that's crazy.
Texas will play Bama, huh?
Yep.
That's awesome.
It's going to be nuts, man.
College football is going to be great. Anything else with the semifinals?
Harbaugh wins or loses, he's gone, right?
Yep.
That's what it seems like. It feels like
bye-bye.
It feels like
where's he going to go, though?
That's what me and Clay were talking about before you got on earlier, Chance.
We said if Buffalo has the worst happen, does Buffalo make a call?
Yeah, that's
no, what don't, we, that's, don't tell me that. I'm already nervous thinking about Sunday night as it is.
Because I mean, if Buffalo loses, you're cleaning house. You're not bringing
got
back
to.
That. I mean,
got to.
And I would think Harbaugh just leaves Michigan, and just goes over to Buffalo, right?
Why would he not? That's the easiest chance.
That's job number one. He's seen more of a Buffalo than an LA guy.
Yeah, he's done did the California scene.
Yeah,
you know, like it would go Buffalo then the Chargers probably and pecking order.
I would think so.
I mean,
unless
Josh is better than Herbert.
Unless Washington brings the checkbook out.
Yeah, which is possible.
Magic comes up there and says, hey.
Can't you see that happening? I mean, even though Magic went to Michigan State, but, like, I can see that's the splash.
Even though Magic went to Michigan State. I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah. Hey, you know them, right? Them rivals go deep now.
Especially that one from that side of the rivalry.
That's funny.
Yeah. I mean, but I could right. see
Michigan,
that.
Michigan State's in good hands. We got my boy from Corvallis up there. We're good.
Jonathan.
Sparty Nation.
Yeah, he's just glad he's at a conference. he's not over there in the Mountain West.
Yeah, that's right. Pac-2, baby.
But Harbaugh, I mean, I think either way he's gone, and then, man, you talking about Michigan right now, and then with that schedule they got next year with a new coach, probably sanctions, probably, you know, like,
yeah,
you better
the hammer being brought down upon them.
Yeah. Better get the championship.
You better get the championship. Yeah,
that'd be Sherman Moore's job right there.
And that's another deal. Like, nobody's talking about it. Everybody just say, hey, where's Harbaugh going? Who the heck's getting the Michigan job?
That would promote Sherman.
Yeah, I mean, it's
because freaking, of the sanctions.
But it's freaking Michigan. Like,
I mean, it's Michigan. BK.
Yeah, right. Like, I mean, like, that's the thing. Like, they're not, you just want to ask Sheamus Shield. They're not just going to hire with him. Like, yeah. they're going for a splash.
Who's another Michigan man?
I can't think of any one person. Hey, if they get sanctions, why not bring Les in? That'd be sauce. Like, that would be so funny. bring that talk dive in there, son.
Oh yeah.
He'll still make them relevant.
Oh yeah, they already run his offense now. It seems like.
That's right.
it's gonna be. I mean, there's a lot at stake Monday night, obviously for both teams winning a championship, but. Even more than that, I mean, if Penix wins, that alone might just straight up boost his stock.
I think what we talked about though is it's going to hold him back. I mean, we're still first rounder here. We're just I don't know if you're going to get top 10 or out of him.
What I saw some film guys and stuff I follow on Twitter talking was like they were comparing what he just did in the Sugar Bowl to what CJ Stroud did last year against Georgia. It was that kind of game where you're like, all right, this dude might have it. Like at some point you got to just throw out the question marks and be like, this dude's a baller when he plays. And I mean, that it might just be enough to put him in that competition, especially if he goes to the combine, physicals come out well, he goes out there and throws lasers perfectly 60 yards downfield to whoever, and you know, it might happen. It seems like he's a good dude off the field too. Like, I haven't heard anything like that.
Oh yeah.
He
besides the fact that he's the
jail.
He shouted out his guy in jail. Yeah.
He shouted out his boy.
He's loyal. He's loyal.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sending the video. Michael Penix right-handed.
Oh, okay.
That was the only thing that turned me off a little bit. But
hey, he's loyal. He's loyal. There's a lot at stake, man. And what Harbaugh does will obviously be the talk of the offseason for freaking.
Oh, it's already the talk.
It's gonna be awesome. Football.
All right, hold on. Michael Penix is from Tampa Bay, Florida.
Yes, sir.
He ain't about nothing crazy. Y'all don't worry about that.
Hey, he's from Florida.
He went to a technical high school. It's a magnet school. All right, yeah, we're fine.
He was supposed to go to Tennessee, and Pruitt said no, thank you.
I saw that.
Really?
Yeah, Jerry Pruitt. Idiot.
I mean, crap. The way we're talking about Penix is like the same way we almost talked about Hooker last year, but to a slightly higher degree. So that's kind of crazy that you know we're talking that way now. Anything else with the semifinals? Yeah, I guess who y'all think? I'm going Washington, man. Go my Huskies.
I'm pulling for Washington, but it almost just feels like a Michigan thing now. Like, I don't know. It's just everything feels like it's falling their way.
Yeah, that's right.
I won't be just completely devastated if Michigan loses. Michigan wins.
Want the Huskies. Honestly, and yeah, I don't like Bama.
I just want a good game.
I didn't really care if any of these four teams won. Like, I would have been all right with any of them, honestly.
Well, we knew if Bama won, Saban
might have been the end of Saban. Yeah,
I mean, I was pulling for that.
That's true. But, and if Texas won, oh well. Like, cool. Like, fine. Like, it don't
bother me. Texas is the one team I didn't want to win. Like, we don't want that train to
coming into to the SEC.
Because that's one that if it does, you could make a serious like Clemson run that they made on there for about seven, 8 years. Like, Texas has that where they can then not be an SEC.
And instead, we've got people saying, is Sark actually going to be the guy at Texas?
Hey, man, if people are questioning Sark, they're idiots.
Hey, don't talk about Uncle Colin.
Hey, because I think Sark, man, what he's done there has been impressive.
Did y'all hear the story on College Game Day about him?
About his alcohol or whatever?
No. So, this will not shock you, but whenever you work for Nick Saban, you are required to have a physical done every year. You have to
have a physical. Gotta be in tip-top shape, baby.
Yeah, you do. And he got his physical done while working for Saban, and they found something wrong with his heart. And, like, he had to have, like, open heart surgery or some crap. He's got a massive scar going down the middle of his chest, like Asante.
Oh, crap. See, I saw
they straight up said that saved his life, was that physical that Nick Saban does.
I heard them talking about, like, they were doing some type of story on his health issues and all that stuff that happened while he was at Bama. But, yeah, I didn't watch any of it or listen to any of it.
And does that shock y'all that Nick Saban makes his coaches take a physical?
No, absolutely.
No.
Okay. Absolutely. Right. Me neither.
It probably makes
that sense. When they said that, I was like, oh, yeah, okay. I nodded my head like, yeah, it makes sense.
He probably has a combine for him, huh?
Oh, dude. They take a Wonderlic.
Yeah. Oh, the Wonderlic, absolutely.
There ain't no telling, man.
How many championships have I won?
Yeah, right. Yeah. How many guys did I put in the NFL? How many first rounders do I have?
Do you know what a challenger is?
Yeah. That's exactly right.
You're good.
What's our favorite car brand?
Dodge. He cried when he heard they weren't making those anymore.
Oh yeah. Have you been fired as a head coach in a football team? You're good.
Yeah.
You're going to my team.
You need college with NFL level. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you need to be an offensive analyst?
Here's my
who is the greatest coach of all time? You, sir.
Yeah. All right, let's talk. I mean, what else do you want to talk about college? There's some stuff.
Have we talked about Harlan Berry?
No.
Have we
talked about LSU really besides
Clinton House? We didn't talk about McKinley.
No.
Take it over.
Freaking McKinley.
Oh,
we got our first five-star.
Before we go to LSU, got to shout out the punt god in Iowa. Broke the record. I haven't heard if he's going pro or hitting the portal or if he has a COVID year or what, but I mean, shout out him.
Well, you know, we talk about like running
Kevin
back.
Kevin loves
you know?
To play basketball.
Heck yeah.
We talk about, hey, the Bells just dominated the Timberwolves, Chance.
Yes, they did. I just turned it off a minute ago.
I've been watching it too. we talk about these running backs that like, you know, they come through college and these ones that, like, if they go to, like, Wisconsin or Bama, they just get run, you know, get abused for all the runs and stuff. So, do we need to start worrying about this punt god's leg? I mean, when we draft him here, is he going to lose a round or two because he's punted so much? Like, I'm getting worried.
Got a lot of wear and tear on the body.
Got a lot of wear and tear on that leg. Man.
I think he's the next Derrick Henry of punting. I think it's just going to work out. He's just built different. He's built different, man.
I bet Belichick is licking his chops.
Oh man.
Oh, my God.
Wherever he goes, he will be there. Fourth round.
Straightened up for him. Guaranteed he's straightened up for him.
I'm ready for him at the combine. He's got to go. He's got to go.
We got to find out his status. I mean, we need a Twitter like picture, like a letter of him declaring for the draft. Like, this needs to be – it'd be the first kicker ever to have a letter.
It would be better if he went for the portal. Like, that would make it just perfect.
He wouldn't get as much action anywhere else.
I wonder what kind of NIL deal he'd get. I mean
what does Saban do if he calls and says, hey, you want to come punt for me? Like,
oh, coach only get that much PT.
Oh, yeah.
Crap, LSU's punter only punted like 20-something times this year, I heard the other day.
Yeah, Saban will find a way to incorporate
that. He gets that, a month.
He'll find a way to incorporate that into his like game plan, though. And he'll plan those punts as part of his defensive scheme.
Yeah. Ain't no doubt be punting on third down.
Yeah. I think yeah.
To get the first down.
It's a game of field position, baby. Talk about LSU, though. Y'all take it over.
Oh, Chance. Man. McKinley. Huge get.
That was huge. That was huge for the look of the class, I guess you could say, for the people that are not really nut deep into what these players actually are. Because we needed – this put us from, like, I think it was 11 or 10 to 7.
We were 10. We were 10 to 7. And you get Bussy, you're probably going to at least 5.
Yes. And people are thinking we have a legitimate shot. So
I feel really good about it.
I'm all for it. I don't know what he's going to play, though. People are acting like
DB, I think.
That's what he told. That's what I was watching a little bit of All-American game. First off, before I say anything else, why did Harlan Berry commit at the Under Armour All-American game when he's a junior?
Hmm. Have they made
I've it been more confused junior and day. Senior? Was he playing, Clay? I didn't get to watch it on TV.
No, he was in a T-shirt and an LSU chain and sunglasses. He was just on the sideline with his family.
Yeah. Why is he there?
Okay, well, that's a flex.
You know, that's weird. Yeah, but, I mean, whenever you're the number one running back in the country for next year, I guess you can do what you want.
I guess so. Huh.
I didn't watch
the video of him doing it or whatever. I didn't see.
No, I just saw the graphics.
He got the mic and said for the next – or he said, after my senior year of high school, the next 3 or 4 years, he stood up and unzipped his hoodie and took out a chain and stuff.
He said he's going to the University of LSU. So
there we go.
Heck, he had a chain. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, LSU chain.
That's a new one.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I haven't seen the chain. I mean, because they could arguably, I don't know.
If you get an LSU chain, you're not flipping on us, right?
No, you're good.
Dude, you ain't flipping on Uncle Frank.
Yeah.
A running back is ain't flipping on Uncle Frank. I can promise you that. I don't know if I've ever seen a class have the number one overall quarterback, running back, and receiver.
Me neither. We might be doing it come Saturday.
Bama had to have done it at some point, huh?
Man, I don't know that.
They never got quarterbacks like that.
Exactly. Bryce
Young, or Tua.
I've been the only shot with Najee because Najee was the number one running back.
And then Devonta Smith, Jerry Jeudy.
But they weren't number one receivers. Devonta Smith was a 4-star.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jerry Jeudy might have been. Henry Ruggs. I'll investigate. Y'all keep talking.
Yeah, investigate that because I'm really curious on that.
But back to what I was saying, I was watching it and I turned on at the perfect time. They were interviewing or they had a camera on Terry Bussey.
Oh, hold up.
And they were talking about it.
More thing. Speaking of like recruiting classes, stuff like that, I saw something like, I think 24/7 does it, where it's like a overall talent evaluator, like how much talent is on this team. I'm thinking they use stars and stuff. And the three most talented teams in that ranking to have never won a championship are the past three Bama teams.
Oh,
it's 21, 22, and 23 Bama.
Holy cow.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
That is crazy. Huh. Yeah, because they've all been one or two in the class the last 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
If it wasn't them, it was Georgia.
And they've actually had high-ranked quarterbacks, as we just said.
Yeah.
It takes it up another notch. I mean, crap, they've had the guys like the Zachary kid who's like a 4 or 5-star just sitting on the bench.
Like, yeah.
They didn't used to have that. John Parker Wilson wasn't a 5-star, probably.
No, you're right. Yeah. Well, I mean, that whole thing was the fourth. He was their 4-stringer this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting.
The Ty Simpson kid, I'm pretty sure he was a 5-star or something like that.
He was a 5-star.
Yeah. Yes,
out of Texas.
Yep.
Wow.
Carry on.
Bussy.
But they were talking about Bussy, and they were talking about how he came into practice, and the coaches were like, well, what position do you want to play? Because now, but he played quarterback at his little 1A school in Texas. I didn't know they had 1A there. And he was like, well, everybody's been telling me I'm probably going to play DB in college. And they're like, okay, we're going to put you at wide receiver. And they put him at wide receiver. And like they said, he stood out and looked really freaking good.
Yeah.
He's just an athlete, man.
Have you seen him on the basketball court?
Dude can freaking jump, man.
Yeah, he can ball. He almost had a triple double at half the other night in one of his games. Mm-hmm. He's
insane.
It's why he's the number one athlete in the country.
Correct.
This class. Yeah, obviously receiver he would do fine at, but if he comes to us, I think it's inevitable that he will be a DB, or they'll try him at DB if nothing else.
Yeah.
Which we flipped. His name?
Why you got to play one side?
That's right.
Harold Perkins is a two-way player. If Stingley didn't do it, I don't see anybody else doing it.
That's Coach Jones. We got Brian Kelly. We experiment.
That would have been the one I would have thought would have done it.
Well, they had that deal.
What'd you say?
Huh?
They had that promise, remember?
Yeah,
they had the deal. If he came back for his senior year, he'd play both ways.
He'd play both ways, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And then he decided to go just be third overall pick in the draft and look like a freaking all-pro now.
Did he play a Pro Bowl today?
Probably not, because he didn't play enough.
I saw the Saints got a whopping one.
Rashid Shaheed, baby.
How does DeMario not get it? He's never made a Pro Bowl.
Oh, crap. Really? I didn't know that.
He's made all pro, but he's never made a Pro Bowl.
Kind of like Marcus Colson.
Michael Parsons, Danielle Hunter, Hassan Reddick, Fred Warner, Bobby Wagner. Three of those guys are pass rushers. And then the other two are Fred Warner and Bobby Wagner. So.
Wow.
That's weird. Who were we talking about? Stingley? Did not make it.
Wow.
I thought
he played enough. He didn't play. How many games did he play in this year?
He's only played about 8 or 9.
Okay.
He just had like 4 or 5 picks.
he had 3 picks in 2 games.
He just made a lot of impact when he wasn't in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, we got McKinley. Feels like Bussy's the last piece of the puzzle. And if we get him, like you said, we'll probably go up to be number 5. But next year's class is stupid good, dude.
Next year's class is going to be ridiculous. And next year's class is kind of like – it usually takes – that's why I always don't rush on a head coach in college. Now, with the portal, it's changed a lot. But, I feel like by year 4 is when you're establishing all your recruiting classes and getting them like you want them. You're getting all your connections with your head coaches and your – the 25 class, okay, now BK's been recruiting for 3 years. So he's been recruiting these kids since they were freshman and sophomore now. Like – you're building relationships, and the 25 class, in my opinion, is starting to show that. Like, it's starting to show, okay, now we're getting where – and you're getting to – you're looking at all 3 of his classes. He's increased the numbers of high school kids, and the portal kids have dropped.
Yep.
And that's how you want to build – that's how you want to build this, you know. You want to build it like –
and he's retaining people. We're not just losing a ton of people to the portal.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Yeah,
2017 Alabama. I'm on 24/7, so, you know, it changes per website. But they had the number 1 wide receiver, Henry Ruggs, Devontae Smith was actually number three on this website as well. Tua, number one quarterback. Najee Harris, number two running back. He was number one running back. He was number two to Cam Akers. But they were both 99 overall rating, five stars. One was number nine national. One was number seven. So they were pretty freaking close. I'm going to keep looking, but that was very close. They also had number three overall, number two tackle, Alex Leatherwood. Number 15 overall, LeBron Ray, five-star. Devontae Smith, five-star, number three overall receiver. Dylan Moses, number two overall linebacker, five-star. Jerry Jeudy, number five wide receiver. So they had three of the top five wide receivers. They were pretty good.
Which is funny that Moses is in our class.
Yeah.
His brother.
Yeah.
Yep. Which is, that's kind of ironic.
I'm going to keep looking now and see if I can find anybody else. I'm thinking Bryce Young era might have done it, but we'll see.
Huh. Yeah, because I'm trying to remember what receivers would have been in that class for Bryce Young. Because, I mean, look at these
receivers. I'm trying to think of a running back.
Well, because the running back and receivers room for Bama right now is the weakest. It's weak. I've seen it in a long time.
Weak.
Especially receivers. Like, Kendre Law was your quote-unquote number two receiver. I mean, he's not like that polished. I thought he was playing corner. Like, you could – most of every year, you can walk up to a casual college fan and say, hey, what's Bama's running back's name? And they would know. I don't think anybody would have known this year. Especially receivers. I mean, Burton's your number one, really?
He was a transfer.
Yeah. From a national championship team. And he played.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He left Georgia to go play for Bama, and he never won a national championship for Bama.
Their class with Bryce Young was not good with anything else besides quarterbacks and Will Anderson. Yeah, it was not good there.
And the reason I knew that because, I mean, those receivers would have been
– Yeah.
In the draft last year.
I guess yeah. they did.
Or draft last year.
I guess the Ridley through Jeudy, Ruggs, Smith, all of that. I guess all of that era, Waddle, just like kind of overloaded and made it to where people just – didn't commit. I don't know. It's weird. And the year before them as well, didn't really get anybody. Ja'Cory Brooks, 2021, number two overall receiver.
Well, now you have NIL to worry about.
That would have been 2 years ago. What was Aaron Anderson's ranking?
Was that 2021?
Yeah.
I don't think he was a five-star.
I don't think he was either.
Too low to be a five-star.
He was highly touted, though.
Let me see. He was four-star, 97 rating on 47, 49 overall.
Okay, never mind.
Number five position.
So they've had rough. So their receiver room ain't going, man, they got nobody that's waiting to.
After him, it's Kendrick Law was an athlete. And then Kobe Prentice was the number 15 receiver. Shaz Preston, Louisiana guy.
He's in the portal.
Yeah. Danny Lewis, tight end.
Hey, I forgot about
that. Oh, gosh. Oh, could have been money grab. Yeah.
But yeah, that it looks like the closest thing was that Tua class. I looked up like recruiting classes of all time, and that's like the only one that also in that class was Mac Jones. It's crazy.
That is crazy.
Well, we're about to do it, so.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah, no, we're trending. Yeah, absolutely. Like we are definitely trending in that direction. And we're going to get a pretty good couple linemen. You got Borderline's brother's in that class too, the 25 class.
Yeah, he's the reason we signed the older Borderline.
Yeah, because he's the better one.
Yeah. Kind of like the Weeks ordeal.
Yeah. And at the Borderline there at LSU right now, from everything you hear, it's trending up big time. They say he's really been impressive. He's done like 50 pounds or whatever.
Yeah, he was stupid skinny coming out. I remember he weighed like 256.
Yeah.
Something weird like that.
He's already at 285 or 290 now.
We got another close one. Ohio State 2021. Quinn Ewers, number one quarterback. Travion Henderson, number one running back. Ibuka, number two wide receiver.
Ooh.
And they also had number one DN and D tackle.
Who's number one wide receiver that year?
Let me see. We have they'd be a junior this year. It's not Marvin Harrison. Oh my God, load. It was Mario Williams Jr., the guy that went to
Oklahoma
and then USC.
USC. It fell off a cliff.
Yeah.
Speaking of USC, I saw a picture on Twitter earlier of Caleb Williams sitting in his penthouse apartment.
Yes.
Did you see? Yeah, I saw the video.
Pretty impressive.
Oh, Marvin Harrison was number 13 that year. Number 13 receiver in the nation. Four-star.
Wow.
Number 13. If I'm Malik Nabers. Number 13 receiver. Holy crap.
I'm Malik Nabers.
I thought his name alone would have got him.
Crap, is Malik Nabers even?
He was a four-star. Nabers was a four-star.
Brian Thomas, number 19.
Nabers wasn't how – Nabers almost went to Mississippi State.
Deion Smith.
Nabers was a last-minute flip. Like, hey, we're going to offer him.
I found Jack Besh.
He wasn't even –
Oh, here
he
we wasn't go. Even number 68 overall on ESPN, three star.
Yeah,
68 wide receiver. I mean,
he almost went to Mississippi State,
we made the right decision.
We lost somebody, and I'm trying to remember who it was, and they were like, "Hey, let's offer him," and they offered Nabers at the end.
Malik Nabers was 10 above number 79 and number 80 wide receivers who both went to Tech. Which is kind of impressive. And they're both – I think they've both transferred.
What was – because Brian Thomas was a four-star. He was higher – he was pretty high.
He was number 20. I mean, number 19. That was our highest receiver in that class.
Okay.
And then Deion Smith was right there with him at 20.
How about that story?
What happened to him?
So, he played his freshman year at LSU. Had good – good – played well. I liked him a lot. Scored a touchdown against Auburn, if I remember correctly.
Commit a crime?
It was during all the O crap. He left. And
he went JUCO.
Well, he went to the portal and nobody offered him. He didn't get offered. He had to go JUCO. He went JUCO route. And then he went there for a couple years. And I actually texted a buddy of mine because I have a weird mind. I randomly think of past LSU players or whatever. And I was like, hey, Deion Smith, you remember him? He's like, yeah, the receiver. I was like, he said, why? I was like, where is he? Like, so I looked him up and I was like, he's at some Mississippi JUCO school. And then
number one, 2 weeks ago, in the nation.
Yeah. And then 2 weeks ago, I get on Twitter, he's pulling up in a Ferrari to sign him with Ole Miss.
Yep.
So now he'll be a Kiffin next year.
No, he'll probably go off.
So that's scary.
Oh, he's going to go off. He's going to go off next year. You watch it.
Do we play Ole Miss next year?
You have Lance Hurd playing left tackle. Walter Nolan.
Oh, they're going to get Hurd?
Oh, Jackson Dart playing quarterback.
Yeah, that's the one school that they ever since he didn't show up for the bowl game, it's been Ole Miss, Ole Miss, Ole Miss. Apparently, there's some kind of connection of some sort when they heard that the family wanted money. Well, Ole Miss stepped in and offered it.
Where do they get their money from?
What booster
do they have?
First of all, Ole Miss, I think, in my opinion, Ole Miss in a way, is kind of, they realize, like, look, we're not a top-tier program, but, like, we have everybody coming back next year off our first 10-win season ever. Like, let's go all in next year. I feel like they're just putting all the chips in. Like, yeah. I don't – what they're doing, I don't think it's sustainable, but they're, like – that's why they're going –
what the Rams did that year.
Yes, yes, that's exactly right, Chance. They're going heavy portal. Like, they're trying to show, like, hey, we're going to be a preseason, most likely type five team next year. Like, let's do this.
Yeah.
Like, we finally have everything lined up for us.
And good for them.
We don't know if Tiffany's – yeah, good for them. Like, I'm not mad at it. Like,
no, I would not be upset if they won a national championship this way. Good for them if they do it.
Like, do it when you have a chance, because this is – they know that they might not ever have it again. Like,
so, it's hard to do it.
It's hard to do it. So that's why you're seeing them get Walter Nolan. You know, like, I mean, they're paying it out. They're going to try to do it for this next year.
They got cool jerseys, so I don't really like hate watching them.
They got some beautiful jerseys when they bring out those blue.
Yes, the baby blues.
I always make fun of them because they're like, I was like, hey, so what's your school colors? Because they got, like, you know, navy, red, the blue color we were just talking about, you know. Oh, by the way, what's y'all's mascots? I got like three mascots. Are the Red Bulls? Are the Black Bears? I mean,
Land Sharks.
Like, what are we doing? But I think Herd's going there. I think it's probably gonna be a done deal pretty soon. that whole ordeal made no sense. And I said that in a text message a while back in a group. I'm like, you were at the same high school that the starting left tackle is at LSU right now, and you were playing right tackle in high school because he was there. So,
and you're, like, 1 year behind him.
And so now you're saying, well, I want to be a starting left tackle. Well, you knew going to LSU this year, you weren't going to be a starting left tackle.
Because he literally cannot leave yet.
he's not going nowhere. Okay.
Like,
so
did you think you were going to be better than Emory Jones or something? Like, I mean, what are you doing?
Probably.
He's a freaking All-American.
He probably did. I mean, did he get down there and say, I'm going to start left tackle?
He told BK when he signed. He said, I'm coming down there to be your starting left tackle.
Exactly.
BK was like, we got a pretty good one. You should know. He started over you at high school.
Some people thought maybe they might move him to guard or something like that. But both of them played really well this year, and they're coming back too.
Well, yeah,
can one of them snap the ball?
We got Chester.
Yeah, Chester's going to be your starter at that. The one that gets licked over is Dellinger. I mean, he had a phenomenal year.
Well, because he's actually healthy, so.
Yeah.
I mean, he did do
but
well.
Like, I mean,
I'll give him that.
You were the sixth. Man, you're sixth offensive lineman on a Joe Moore finalist offensive line.
Yeah, and like, they were all underclassmen. Like, God forbid.
I mean, like,
you were a rotational piece. People knew who you were. You were a freshman All-American. You barely played.
What else do you want? I just don't. I don't know why.
I get you want a starting role. But like you said, he knew coming to LSU, he was blocked for 2 years.
Guaranteed.
So, like, unless a major injury happened, which it almost happened with Emory Jones.
It did. That's correct.
Know? And he almost lucked out with that. But what did you expect? It's weird, man.
These kids, they just don't have the backing of the family to really, like, talk them, sit them down, like, look, man, mm-hmm. like, yes, the money's probably good right now, NIL-wise. Dude, you go down there, be another sixth man on that line, be the man your third
You're
year.
Making your money already for the NFL by doing that.
Yes, you'll make millions. Like, don't overlook this $150,000 or whatever right now that you're probably getting offered. Mm-hmm. And just trust the process. You got literally the two of the best offensive line coaches in the country down there, with Brian Kelly and Brad Davis.
Your body's going to be fresher than other people's bodies because you're not going to have to play 1,000 snaps in a year.
I just don't get it.
I would have understood. Let's say he was a high school recruit this year going to LSU. And then he sits his freshman year as he would expect to. And then Will Campbell loves LSU, which I don't think he likes school, just listening to him talk. And then Will Campbell decides to come back. Then I would understand, being like, all right, I got to get out of here. I would get that. That would be different. But whenever you sign after you had a guy that was a freshman All-American, well, two freshman All-Americans, I think, right?
They were both, yeah.
Like, they were both freshmen. You knew you were going to be blocked for 2 years. You knew it. So it's just frustrating.
Very frustrating. It just, I just don't know what these kids like.
He didn't have a good – nobody talked to him.
No.
Like, who's the head coach at Neville? Like, did he not advise this kid this? What are we doing?
I don't – yeah, because what's his name? The principal there now, so I don't know who the head coach is now.
Yeah. Is it Tannehill? Was that his name?
Doesn't sound right. The coach?
I don't know. Yeah, I can't remember.
I don't remember.
Have you seen the Evan Stewart situation?
As in,
dude tweet out something weird yesterday he's going to go to the school where they have doctors that will tell him what's wrong with his body.
Okay.
All right. There we go.
Like, yeah, I was like, what does that even possibly mean?
Oh, interesting.
Y'all think we can get the Hayes Falsett dude on the pod?
Dude, I don't know, but I love him.
He looks like a cool dude.
Knows everything.
I seen his ESPN interview.
Here you go. Here it is. Wherever I go, I just hope the training staff could tell me the actual diagnosis of my injuries for my physical and mental health.
Wow. He's going to be one of them.
Baton Rouge, baby.
Yeah. Dude's a head case, I guess.
He's a head case. Wow. Yeah, he'll get one. He'll be 2 years down the road. You'll be like, oh, I forgot we had him. He'll be in the portal.
Yeah, we ain't getting him.
Oh, so, Austin, Louisiana. We got Dr. Rayleigh Garrett. We'll get you right.
Hey, I'm gonna send this Hayes dude a DM.
Yeah, he looks like an awesome guy.
Are his DMs open?
Yeah.
They got
athletes saying, hey, I'm going here. That's why they're open.
That's right.
Chance and Peyton geek out with that fellow on here.
Yep.
Have y'all seen what he looks like?
No.
He did an ESPN interview today. I thought he's a high schooler. I thought he's committing.
Oh, really?
Does he have blonde hair?
Yeah, he's got just – oh, my God. He looks like a high schooler.
I think I've seen him.
Hold up. Here it is. I'm sending the video. It's some crazy stuff there.
Did they say how he started? Like, what made him like...
– I don't know. I haven't listened to the audio. It's like 45 seconds long. He's just in a sweat – he's in an Under Armour sweatsuit just chilling. I guess he was there with Harlan Berry or something.
I want Jaylen Brown to get out the portal.
The graphic that Hayes posted, Barry, I think he was wearing.
Give me him.
Yeah, it looks like a
corner. I'm shooting him a DM. Him no doubt.
Hey, man, the portal closed.
Shoot.
Come on.
Yeah, portal's closed. And so, I mean, he's not busy now.
Yeah. Anything else with college? And then we can go talk some NFL.
It's the dead period now, so we can't really
until we make hires.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like our period's not over with.
And whenever Michigan happens.
So Chance, are we thinking that Sloan's the OC, or are we gonna go make a outside hire?
I think it's going to be a co-offensive coordinator.
That's exactly
job.
What I think, too.
Because we don't want to lose Hankton. We can't lose one of them.
People forget Hankton went to the Rams last year and interviewed for the OC job.
You're telling me he was in a room with Sean McVay? Uh-oh.
For 8 hours. Eight hours.
Head coach soon.
They interviewed him for 8 hours. Because we hired him right after.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I feel like we have to do it. I know it sounds bad saying that, but
I think you're going to have to, too.
I think Joe Sloan's too important. And I think Haken's too important. Look at what he did with freaking Brian Thomas.
Look at the freaking receivers. Yeah.
Like, I think we got to do it. And that would give them both a pay raise and both of them a raise.
It's a little bit more comfortability and just stuff like that. Like,
it's the same people we got.
Not a lot changing for Nuss next year.
And with how much turnover we just got today with our defensive side of the ball, we do not need to be looking for another coach on the offensive side of the ball.
You don't – you know? Nuss has been learning this offense for a couple of years. You don't need to bring in that new thing.
And if you hire outside of one of those two dudes, they're both probably going to get actual jobs, you know?
Yeah.
Or NFL position coaching jobs or something at the least. You know,
yes.
Joe Sloan did some magic.
Well, I wonder.
People don't realize it, but he did magic.
No, Joe Sloan's really good. I wonder what BK will do. Say you make them co-offensive coordinators, so that leaves you an extra coaching hire spot available. Do you bring in another offensive guy, or do you bring in another defensive guy? Because
that's where you take your shot at some type of young guy.
Trying
to develop.
At the house?
Why?
I don't know. It makes me wonder if him and Bo or, you know, Davis were the two swaps. Because, Chance, I don't know if you were on here. I mean, Clay were talking. I was listening to Moscona this evening. And he's like Clotta. He swears that, you know, that by kickoff at the Wisconsin game, House was still going to be the DC. This move.
Yeah, I'm with that too.
It happened in about a 24-hour span.
I think the video did it. I really do.
And I think that might have pushed it over the edge because I think it kind of got the players really speaking their minds about it, apparently.
And Kelly's big on the exit interviews and all that crap. And you know, they probably all told him that they did not like him.
Yeah.
You know, but then I guess he kind of just needed to see it for himself and his like ruh-roh.
Oh, it's, like, it's here. Yeah.
Because Wingo don't seem like the type of dude just to be like a jerk. You know, if he's your team captain, I would expect him to be pretty likable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's not like I could see Harold Perkins being hard to deal with. I could see that. That's me stereotyping him a little bit.
D-tackles don't do nothing wrong. They're just there for fun.
Exactly. This dude is like
– it's Kelton Moss.
He's got like number 18.
Kelton Moss.
Yes, he's got 18, exactly. If he would have been wearing any other number besides 18. You know what I mean? Any
what
other
else
number,
do you need to know?
That was all you had to know.
Yeah.
The Brotherhood gave him 18. Like he is LSU. Speaking of which, we got to figure out who's going to wear 18 next year.
Yeah.
It's Josh Williams' time, finally.
Finally. He's still got years?
He's coming back, Clay. He's got his COVID.
He's coming back.
He's coming back.
For what?
Hey, and can I tell you something? That was the old Josh Monday. Like, he basically
looks better. He looked better.
He looked a lot better.
I want that to be Caleb Jackson next year.
Will you give Nuss 18?
Ooh. I would love that.
Dude, I would not mind it.
That would be awesome.
Seems like he loves LSU.
Dude, if he exemplifies it.
Dude, yeah, if you are out there exemplifies
18,
I got chills.
Kyron Lacy.
No, he didn't start at LSU, which true. Neither did Wingo. Neither did Wingo.
But he's coming back for his fifth.
Lacy would be a good candidate.
Screw Lacy. I don't want to see a receiver wearing 18. We ain't never done that.
Who's seven? Is it still going to be Campbell?
Will Campbell, baby.
Best Louisiana player.
Why can't he wear it, man? I hate that.
I know. Me too. I hate that.
Like, we promise we're not going to throw it to him.
Yeah.
So, he won't be eligible, I swear.
In 3 years, is Xavier eligible for seven?
No. Oh, yeah, he probably will be.
He's a Louisiana. I mean, and that pissed me off that they didn't put the state of football whenever he signed. I don't give a crap that he went to high school in Texas for 6 months.
Well, you know, BK's not really tweeting that.
I don't care.
So
they know who he is.
He'll be all right.
Shout out
to him for early enrolling.
His boy Baker's coming. That's all we want.
Yeah,
you know, right. We want.
Dude, that would solidify him. That'd help him out a lot.
Yeah,
I can't believe you thought Blake would be black.
Blake Baker, I thought he was a bald black guy.
I'm bald on top of that.
Yeah. I think what
you're thinking of
All American. No, I'm thinking of All American TV show. Billy Baker.
Coach Baker. Yeah.
Billy Baker. Yeah. That's what I've had in my mind. Tay Diggs. That's exactly what I thought.
Jesus Lord.
And I thought, you know, guy going to be a DC, like. And when you think of like an elite LSU defensive coach, you think black guy, or I do. And then going off to Missouri, being this supposed to be like a player friendly coach.
Where everybody loves him. Yeah.
Yeah. Has a connection with Xavier Atkins. Well, why is he not a black guy? That's always been my, it's always been my mindset.
It went to Miami to be a DC.
Like. Yeah. I mean, come on now.
Jesus.
Then we sent a picture today, and it's just, it's a normal white guy.
I need him, dude. I need him.
I need him bad. Oh, I need him bad. You'll hear me from wherever I'm at screaming in celebration if it happens. Promise you.
And like that, that happened fast on a national level. That wasn't just,
that's not one of our local guys. Yeah.
He wasn't even mentioned in the initial report.
That wasn't one of our just South Louisiana dudes reporting that. No. That's national coming out.
Yes. So
there's smoke to that.
Big time.
There's fire. Yeah. I think it's done by Friday. If not tomorrow.
As hot as it got, I wouldn't be surprised either.
Well, I mean,
because we can't waste time.
Exactly.
Well, and
you are already behind the eight ball.
Unless the Michigan guy is an actual guy, then you would wait next week.
If he ain't hired by Friday, that probably tells us.
Yeah. Then Minner's probably in the discussion. Yeah, I agree to that.
Yeah, then we need an interview with him. I agree with that.
Hey, and I'm good either way.
Yeah. Oh, I'm happy with either. Yes, I'm happy with either. But I feel like Blake brings you the dog, the edge that you need in the defense. Like, he's going to get in you and kind of
I saw someone say if Blake Baker is LSU's DC, that Harold Perkins will be going like a torpedo to the quarterback for 3 hours every Saturday.
Yes. Hey, I tell you. Dangerous.
Yeah, I need that.
Dude, they're going to be so good, man.
And crap, that's exactly what Xavier needs. Like that's exactly his play style, man.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm telling you.
We don't need him to read coverage. We need him to get to hear hike and go.
Yes. We don't need any extra. Like
no. Yeah, you're
speed a free ball, run. Hit ball.
Yeah. Tackle.
Yes. Yeah. No. I mean, Baker brings that energy. He brings the juice back that defensive room hasn't had since Aranda left.
Yeah.
I mean, there's that swagger. Baker brings that LSU swagger back.
I'm ready. That's what we need.
God, I want it so bad.
Pair that with Corey Raymond.
Oh, where's Corey Raymond, man? Where's he at?
Oh gosh, please come back.
Put DBU in his Twitter profile for no reason.
No, surely he didn't.
I mean, we need
DBU. Surely not.
We need DBU.
I mean,
we'll need more
if nothing else, BK, if nothing else, bring him back for an analyst or something. Like, yeah, have him on staff of some sort.
Just have him on the campus.
I mean, because he's now. Yes. Let him and Uncle Frank go road trips together. Yes. Yeah. And recruit.
That's all we need.
And we need
I promise you won't regret
that. We need D tackles as well.
Bad. I'm telling you, none of the LSU, I didn't see one LSU beat writer, retweeter, or nothing. The Jordan Jefferson thing just went right under the radar.
Why is he going pro?
I don't know.
I do not know.
It makes zero sense to me. Like, I feel like he was going to be your starter next year. Like,
yeah, he was. Him and Mason.
Him and Mason, or him and Guillory if Mason leaves. Like, yeah. I don't get it. And you know how, I mean,
hey, you can come back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he can go test the waters and come back. So,
and you have till January, I think, 15th or 16th to announce that you are declared.
Yeah. So maybe there's a shot there.
I don't know.
That spring portion of the portal, though, is going to be important for that position for us.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that's what they're going to try.
And that's one of the easier ones, in my opinion, to go out there and get. You know, that's easier. Yeah, I mean, just find a big dude that you can go to D2 level or a lower level D1.
Look where Jordan Jefferson. We just went to West Virginia. They're
West Virginia.
Yeah, take me home. He played
good football.
Yeah, he did. He played real good football. I was really excited by him coming back next year. Like, I didn't even think that was an option. Him leaving.
Nope. Me neither. I thought Wingo was the only one.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I get Wingo, though, because I don't see Wingo.
He can't
Wingo
get much better than what he is.
He's going to be a probably third, fourth rounder no matter what.
Yeah. He has maximized his potential.
Yeah, I mean, like a Mason Smith, he has all the attributes that he comes back and shows out. Yeah, he's probably been assisted up in the first round. But yeah. Wingo, he is what he is. I mean,
he's a three-tech.
Helping himself. Yes, I mean, he's helping us. He's not helping himself coming back. Yep. Let's be honest.
Yep.
So.
All right, let's end this one and talk some NFL.
I love Go football. Tigers.
Go Tigers, man. Go Husk.
This ain't how it's supposed to be. It should be just you and me.